Carnation Evaporated Milk presents A Star, Arlene Dahl, on Stars Over Hollywood.
2 weeks, 2 months. What difference does it make how long I've known him? I love Dan, and he loves me. We're going to be very happy, you see.
From Hollywood, California, where the world's favorite stars live and work, the world's favorite evaporated milk brings you Stars Over Hollywood. Each week, Carnation presents another famous name for motion pictures, television, and radio. Such distinguished performers as Cesar Romero, Ida Lupino, Rod Cameron. Today's star, Arlene Dahl, may currently be seen co-starring with Bob Hope in the Paramount Technicolor production, Here Come the Girls. Today's story, Just for You, was transcribed in Hollywood for Carnation, the milk from contented cows. Ladies, when you buy milk, buy wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. No other form of milk is so good in so many ways. Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation is good, whole, country fresh cow's milk, concentrated to more than double richness through evaporation. Nothing is removed but water, nothing added but vitamin D. For your coffee, cooking, baby feeding, buy economical Carnation evaporated milk, the all-purpose milk, the milk from contented cows. And be sure to hear Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, directly following the first act of today's story. She has a story of her own you'll be interested to hear, and it's all about how to make better cream sauce for your casseroles. Now, Act One of Just For You, starring Arlene Dahl in the role of Evelyn. Curtain going up. Evelyn Manners for the first time in Winfield General Hospital, where she is working as a laboratory assistant. She is talking with Dr. Paul Harvey, her old friend and childhood sweetheart.
You're really doing a fine job here, Evelyn. I'm going to miss you, and not only as a laboratory assistant.
Thank you, Dr. Harvey.
It's almost 6 o'clock. You can drop the doctor now.
I'm going to miss you too, Paul, and my work here. Why, I'll even miss old Mrs. Seiden calling about her lab reports every 10 minutes.
You're really going to marry Dan Winfield, huh?
Paul, I love Dan, and he loves me.
But you've only known him 2 weeks.
2 weeks? 2 days? What difference does it make how long I've known him? I love him.
Evelyn, you know how I feel about you. That's the way I'll always feel. Now, I don't want to play the preacher, but I wish you'd give this some more thought. Dan Winfield's not for you. He's not your type. He's just not...
Just because he's the Dan Winfield and his family founded this town, you think I'm not good enough.
Now, you ought to know better than that. I understand why he fell in love with you. It's easy enough for me to understand.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Anyone could understand that, Evelyn. You're the most beautiful, most wonderful girl I've ever known. I only wish that... Well, never mind me. Look, the important thing is that I know Dan Winfield, and he's not for you. He's smooth and slick, and you'd... You don't belong with his kind of people.
I'm in love with him, Paul. And that's the only kind of argument that makes any sense.
Well, I've no business interfering, but... If you ever change your mind, honey, I don't care when. I'll be here.
But I will be happy with Dan. You see.
Beautiful.
Oh, Dan, I'm sorry I'm late, darling. I didn't want to keep you waiting, but...
I'd wait forever for you, Evelyn. Busy at the hospital, huh?
Oh, yes, kind of hectic. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so nice having someone call for me after work. like when I was a little girl coming home from school and my best beau used to walk home with me and carry my books.
You know, you're a funny little angel. But you're beautiful and I love you.
Do you, Dan?
Well, now, how do you like that? I meet a girl, propose to her the first time I take her out, buy her a 3-carat diamond ring 2 weeks later, and she asks me if I love her.
A 3-carat diamond? Oh, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Want to try it on for size?
Oh, darling, it's beautiful.
Not as beautiful as you, beautiful. Third finger, left hand. There. That makes us officially engaged.
Oh, Dan, I'm so happy.
You know, it still amazes me what a beautiful creature like you belongs to Winfield. Now, we'll have to get married right away so I can take you to New York.
New York?
Mm-hmm. That's where a face like yours belongs. In the big town where everyone can see you. And when the people start asking, who's the beautiful creature? Someone will say, don't you know? Why, that's Dan Winfield's wife. Gorgeous, isn't she?
You mean we're going to live in New York?
Well, sure, darling. Think you'll like it?
Well, I've never lived in a big city. Oh, I love Winfield. But I know any place will be wonderful with you, Dan.
Oh, that's my girl. No, I couldn't show you off in Winfield. And, darling, you're something to show off.
Oh, I'm the luckiest girl that ever lived. I can't wait for Dad to get back and meet Dan. Mmm. Say, this cake is really good, Mom.
Yes, I tried out a new recipe. Oh, your father wrote that he'd be back by next Sunday.
Good. Just in time for the wedding.
You're really going through with it, then?
Oh, Mom. First Paul at the hospital, and now you.
I never wanted to interfere with your choice of a husband, dear. But you hardly know him. And people say Dan Winfield's just a chaser. He never even lived in Winfield. Said he couldn't stand the slow pace. It's common gossip. They say he travels with a pretty wild crowd in New York. People...
I don't care what people say. We're going to be married next week, and nothing's going to change my mind.
Oh, I always thought that someday it would be you and Paul. They don't come any better than Paul.
Oh, Mother, please. We've been all through this before.
I'm sorry, dear. I don't mean to put a damper on everything. It's just that... Well, never mind.
Never mind what?
Evelyn, you have a date with Dan tonight, haven't you?
That's the third time you've asked me that.
Well, Evelyn, I... Oh, it seems silly to mention it, but...
What is it, Mother?
Well, I was in the grocery store today, and I happened to overhear Mrs. Carter talking to somebody about the dance her daughter was going to tonight at the Winfield Club.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Well, she said her daughter was going with a boy by the name of Dan. Said she used to know him in New York.
Dan? You mean my Dan?
Well, I couldn't quite catch the last name.
He isn't the only Dan in town, you know.
He's the only Dan in town from New York.
Besides, he's going to be here tonight. Oh, I'll answer it, Mom. Hello?
Hello, beautiful.
Oh, Dan, I thought you'd be here by now.
Well, Evelyn, the darndest thing happened. Just got a call from New York about some contracts, and I'll just have to stay home and work on them.
Oh.
Oh, I hate to disappoint you tonight, beautiful, but... Well, look, we'll really celebrate tomorrow night, huh?
Well... All right, if you have to work.
Yes, I knew you'd understand. It's going to be tough, though, thinking about contracts when you'll be on my mind. Tomorrow, then?
All right, darling. Tomorrow, then.
Evelyn, what's the matter?
Dan can't keep our date tonight.
Oh.
He has some work to do.
I see.
Well, he has.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Oh, Mom, you don't suppose that Dan...
I don't know, dear.
It does seem odd, doesn't it? Mother, I'm going to call him back and see if he's really home.
I don't know if I'd do that, Evelyn.
If I don't, I won't be able to sleep all night thinking about it. Operator, Winfield 9608, please.
I don't think you should call.
I have to know, Mom. I just have to know. What? Well, are you sure, operator? Oh. Thank you. There's no answer.
Well, he might have gone out for a minute.
No. No, when he called a second ago, he said he was home. If he's with that girl...
Evelyn, where are you going? It's pouring cats and dogs.
I'll be back after I found Dan. I'm taking the car, Mom.
Evelyn, for goodness sake... Evelyn!
What's the big rush, lady? Looking for a ticket? Oh, it's you, Miss Evelyn. What you doing out on a night like this?
Oh, hello, Pete. I was just trying to get to the Winfield Club in a hurry.
You'd better take it easy tonight. Awful skiddy up ahead.
Thanks. I will.
And what's that speedometer?
Dan wouldn't do that. I know it. I just know it. He loves me.
But Evelyn, Dan Winfield's not for you. He's too slick and smooth and...
I never wanted to interfere with your choosing a husband, dear. But Evelyn, you've only known him a few weeks. And people say Dan Winfield's just a jerk.
Should have called me last night, Mrs. Manners.
I tried to reach you all evening, Dan.
Well, no matter now. I still can't understand why Evelyn was driving in that terrible storm.
The important thing is that she will pull through. But her face...
Her face, Dr. Harvey.
Oh, it was awful. Her face, the scars.
But Evelyn had such a beautiful face, such a perfect face. Oh, and she finds out...
I must warn you not to say anything of this to Evelyn. If she found out, she'd worry, and it might seriously impede her recovery. In fact, Mr. Winfield, I suggest that you go right through with the wedding as planned here in the hospital.
The wedding here in the hospital?
Yes.
That's impossible. Now, I think we'd better wait till all this is over. I'm positive that Evelyn
and
wouldn't...
I'm positive that's the best medicine I could prescribe for her. My pet patient today.
Dr. Harvey, you've been neglecting me.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, you said the bandages would be off my face yesterday. It's been 10 days already.
Yeah, and today's the day. I'll take them off right now.
Oh, Paul, really?
Really? You just hold still now. There. Now. Evelyn.
Yes?
I want you to understand that you mustn't be disappointed if... Well, if there might be some scars.
Scars?
Mm.
But, Paul, you told me
Yes,
that...
I know, dear. But they can't be really bad, and you see, I couldn't have you worrying during this healing stage.
Paul. Mm. Paul, will my face be badly scarred?
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to expect some scars, dear.
Oh.
No, easy. Now, let's see.
How is it? How do I look?
Evelyn... Dr. Carson did a wonderful job.
How do I look, Paul?
Well...
Oh, Paul.
Evelyn, get your hands away from your face.
Paul.
No, do you want to get it infected? Evelyn, please.
My face. It's all scarred. I could feel it. My face.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's Stars Over Hollywood radio drama, Just For You. Starring Arlene Dahl, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's learn how to make your favorite casserole more appetizing and delicious. Our authority on foods and cooking has all the facts on that subject, so here's Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake.
Well, Art, the story begins with Carnation Evaporated Milk, because double-rich Carnation is the ingredient that makes the big difference. Now, maybe your favorite is ham and potato casserole, or perhaps a casserole of chicken and green beans. That's one we especially like at our house. But whatever it may be, there's an easy way to make it better.
With your failure-proof cream sauce made with Carnation evaporated milk, right?
Yes, Art. Because Carnation cream sauce is perfect every time. so smooth, without that lumpiness so many homemakers worry about.
Well, then, by all means, tell us how to make it.
Oh, it's easy as can be. For 2 cups of white sauce, you just combine 2 tablespoons butter with only 2 tablespoons flour over low heat.
All right. Combine 2 tablespoons butter with only 2 tablespoons flour over low heat.
Add 1 teaspoon salt.
1 teaspoon salt.
Then add 1 large can of undiluted carnation evaporated milk. Stir until thickened.
Okay. Add a large can of undiluted carnation and stir until thickened. Anything else?
Nope. That's all there is to it. Your delicious carnation cream sauce is ready to use. Now, for a tasty variation on this recipe, let me recommend that you add just a touch of dry mustard to your cream sauce. And that gives you a wonderful, nippy mustard sauce that's perfect for your chicken and vegetable loaf or any meatloaf.
Sounds like a mighty good tip, Mary, and I'm sure our listening homemakers will follow it up. Remember now, for smoother, richer cream sauce, use Carnation evaporated milk, the milk from contented cows. We return now to the second act of Just for You, starring Arlene Dahl in the role of Evelyn. When an automobile accident leaves beautiful Evelyn Manners' face badly scarred, she is horrified by the thought that her playboy fiancé, Dan Winfield, will change his mind about their marriage, for Dan is a worshiper of beauty. Now, the day after the bandages have been removed, Evelyn is in the depth of despair when her doctor and childhood sweetheart, Paul Harvey, visits her in her hospital room. Evelyn, please, no, please, dear. You must try to control yourself.
But I'm ugly, Paul. Ugly.
Well, Evelyn, no, don't. Listen to me, Evelyn. Please. Dan's outside. He's waiting to see you.
Dan?
Yes. And Evelyn, he wants to have the wedding right here in the hospital.
Paul.
There now. I knew that'd make you feel better. And your old jilted suitor, Paul Harvey, is going to be best man. How's that for service?
Oh, it's wonderful, but...
You look better already. I'll send Dan in. He's been waiting for hours. All right, you can come in now.
Thanks. Hello, beautiful.
Oh, Dan, I'm so lucky to have you. With you here, this doesn't matter so much. Is it very bad?
What? Why, no, Evelyn, it's not so bad, really.
All these days of suffering and then this. But I don't mind it so much now. The thought of you and the wedding, Paul told me.
Oh? Oh, did he?
Yes, darling. And it's such a wonderful idea of yours to have the wedding right here. We postponed it so long. Let's get married on Sunday. All right, Dan?
Well, Evelyn, dear, that would be wonderful, but I've got to go to New York on business, and I hate like anything to put our marriage off any longer, but... Just as soon as I get back, we'll have the wedding.
Oh, Dan, do you have to go away now?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but I put it off as long as I could.
Of course. And that was selfish of me. But you won't be gone long, will you?
Oh, no, of course not. Just a few weeks.
A few weeks?
Yes, but I'll phone you long distance every day, and I'll... Oh, gosh, honey, it's awfully late. I really have to dash if I'm going to make that train. So long, baby.
So long, Dan. Of course, as if you had to ask.
Well, you're looking fine.
Paul?
Yes?
Any phone calls?
No.
I thought surely I'd hear from Dan today. It's been over a week now and he hasn't called once.
Uh-huh.
Can't understand it. You don't suppose something happened to him, do you?
Well, now, I just...
Paul? What's that you have in your hand?
Hmm.
Paul! It's a letter.
Oh.
Why, you old meanie. Give it to me this instant.
You know, it's awful the way I can't resist you. Here you are. And it's postmarked New York, too.
Oh, quick. Give it to me,
please. No, wait a minute. You're a lot better, but not that much. You'd better not try to read yet.
You read it to me then, will you?
Well, no, I thought maybe the nurse might...
Oh, Paul, silly. Afraid you'll be embarrassed? Go ahead, read it.
All right. Dear Evelyn, I guess you've been wondering why I haven't been in touch with you sooner. Believe me when I say that all this time, I've been trying to figure out a way to tell you. A way that won't hurt you.
Go on, Paul.
That won't hurt you too much. But I guess the only way is to say it right now. Although I'm still terribly fond of you, I honestly don't feel that I'm in love with you anymore. And marrying you while knowing that would just be unfair to both of us. I know that you will think your accident and what it did to your face with that dirty, low-down...
Finish the
honey,
letter.
Honey, I can't stand to see you hurt like this. There were only something I could do. Listen, Evelyn, marry me, darling. Now, I'll take care of you. I'll look out for you, and you'll forget him in time.
Please. Please don't, Paul. Don't feel sorry for me. I couldn't bear that. I don't want pity.
It's not pity. I've always loved you. You know that. I always will, no matter what happens.
Don't make it any harder for me, Paul.
You mean that you can still love him after this?
He loved me because I was beautiful. Oh, if only I could have one more chance to become Mrs. Dan Winfield.
So, my favorite patient's walking out on me.
I'm so glad you stopped in to say goodbye. How can I ever thank you? You couldn't have done more for me.
Oh, there's just one more thing I can do for you, Evelyn, dear.
Oh, impossible.
No. No, it's not impossible at all. Evelyn, I can give you one more chance to become Mrs. Dan Winfield.
Paul, what are you talking about?
Dr. Carson and I looked at your latest x-ray plates. One more operation will completely restore your face. You'll be just as beautiful as you were before the accident.
Oh, Paul. Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Oh. Yeah. There's someone else who thinks it's wonderful, too.
Someone else?
Mm-hmm. He's waiting to see you. All right, Mr. Winfield.
Dan, here?
Well, it's what you wanted, isn't it, Evelyn?
Yes, Paul, but...
Go right in. Evelyn's waiting. I'll leave you two alone.
Hello, Dan.
Evelyn.
So, you heard the news.
Yes, Dr. Harvey called me and told me everything. It's wonderful, darling.
I knew you'd think so. Dr. Harvey said I'd be just as beautiful as ever. That should mean even more to you than it does to me, Dan.
Well, of course it does, darling. It means everything to me. It'll be just like old times, won't it, Evelyn?
You don't doubt it for a minute, do you, Dan?
Well, I was worried for a while that maybe you were offended by that letter I sent you calling off the wedding. I was afraid you might be angry with me, but Dr. Harvey assured me that...
I understood, Dan. I understood perfectly.
Well, after all, I didn't want Mrs. Dan Winfield to be a... Well, I mean...
You mean you just wanted a beautiful wife. Isn't that right?
Evelyn, I'm going to have the most beautiful wife in Winfield.
You are?
Sure. I mean, I want to marry you, darling.
I hoped you'd ask me again, Dan.
Well, I wanted to before all this happened. I want to know. We can start all over again. What do you say? Beautiful.
No, Dan. I wanted you to ask me to marry you again so I could turn you down. Well, you've given me the chance. And now it's all over. Goodbye, Dan. Oh, Paul, I've been such a fool. I'm so ashamed of the way I treated you.
You know, there's just one thing I want to get straight. After the accident, when Dan walked out on you, I asked you to marry me and you turned me down. You said you wanted just one more chance to be Mrs. Dan Winfield.
That's right.
But wasn't that because you loved him?
No, Paul. I wanted a chance to refuse him so you'd always know I wanted to marry you for yourself. Because I love you, not just because he turned me down. I do want to be beautiful again, but for you, Paul.
Well, you're beautiful now, Evelyn. You have real beauty. Beauty that comes from inside and shines through.
Hopeful. That's the way I want it to be, always. Just for you.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of Just For You. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show as presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Arlene Dahl. Before we have news about next week's show, how about a curtain call for our star, Arlene Dahl?
Curtain call? Why, of course, Art.
Fine. You know, Arlene, we have a twofold purpose in mind. First of all, we want you to know how very much we enjoyed your performance today in Just For You.
Oh, thank you so much, Art. I love doing it.
And we want you to join us in an after-the-show custom of ours, coffee with carnation, a steaming cup creamed to perfection with carnation evaporated milk.
Why, that sounds wonderful.
So you know it tastes wonderful, too. Even a good cup of coffee tastes better creamed with carnation. Here you are. See if this is creamed to your taste, Arlene.
Mmm. I should say it is. Exactly. Why, coffee with carnation is wonderful.
Well, your opinion is shared by millions, Arlene. Coffee lovers everywhere prefer carnation to cream in their coffee. And yet carnation costs less than half as much as cream. Use carnation evaporated milk. The milk from contented cows. And now, Arlene, as a tribute to your excellent performance today, please accept this bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of carnation evaporated milk.
Oh, thank you, Art. You've been a wonderful host. Thanks. And goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Arlene Dahl. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Mr. Rod Cameron in a dramatic story titled Latitude 13 North. Now, here's Mr. Cameron.
When the natives don't see El Viejo burn fire for 2 days, they know he's angry and there'll be an earthquake. Well, he hasn't burned fire all day today. So tomorrow, anything can happen.
Thank you, Rod Cameron. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this absorbing play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Gladys Fink. Supporting Miss Dahl were John Daner, Tom Brown, Helen Marr Van Tile, and Jim Nusser. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's Carnation time when it's coffee time. It's Carnation time when you're cooking too. It's Carnation time at baby feeding time. The milk from contented cows for you. All around the clock, it's time for Carnation.
A word to all you mothers. If you'd like to hear your children ask for more milk, then start serving them Carnation malted milk today. Both extra delicious and extra nourishing, Carnation malted milk helps children maintain the vitality and good condition so important to resisting colds and flu. So get Carnation malted milk today at your favorite food store. And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday to hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we are proud to present Rod Cameron in Latitude 13 North. Stay tuned now to hear City Hospital, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you transcribed from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the CBS Radio Network.